Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I know they wanted to win. I know their fans wanted to win. But by every measurable, at least from our seat, hell of a season for the Cleveland Browns. Teague, we're joined by their backup quarterback, Case Keenum, who had a great year a couple of years back with the Vikings, and he knows the NFL as well as anybody. He's been around the block for sure. Case, Teague, and Tierney, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Really well. I'm sure you heard me on the intro. Congrats. I know you guys were looking for more, but congrats on an awesome season. Some bad breaks in the last game, which we'll obviously get to, but all in all, it must have been a blast, and you guys must have really enjoyed it.
You know, it was, and the further away you get from the sting of the other night, you know, what is today, Tuesday? You know, it still hurts, but man, you can't take away anything that this team did. The city's fans, the Browns organization, just everybody involved with this season has nothing to hang their hat on or nothing to hang their head down.
Yeah.
About because man, it's been a special year, and it was really fun to be a part of. That's for sure.
You know, Case, it's interesting because you've been to a couple of different stops, and I'm sure you, like everybody, had a preconceived notion about what Cleveland was going to be like. This was your first year there. When you got there, obviously Coach Stefanski was new, and it was a different energy, I'm sure, than what had previously permeated the grounds there. But when you walked in and those first few months, what did it feel like to you? Did it feel like, man, this is one of the worst organizations that we've seen in the NFL? Or what did it feel like it was fresh, like the product on the field ultimately turned out to be?
You know, one, it was a little different because we didn't walk in the building for a while.
That's a great point.
Until, late July there for training camp. Even beforehand and then when we actually did walk in the building, I have been a part of, a lot of different places and talked to a lot of friends. And there's organizations who are top shelf and first class and other, ones that aren't. And I tell you, the Browns organization from top to bottom is first class. And the way they do things, the way they operate, the facilities are great, but the people is specifically what I'm talking about, man, from all the way to the top to the grounds crew.
But Baker's the grounds crew.
yeah, obviously. He takes very good care of his own place.
That's a good point.
It's his house. He better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the commercials are great, man. Even the commercial, that's awesome. I mean, it's all really good. So.
But it's interesting you say that because I feel like the commercials made it feel like the Browns were this, like a different organization that we've expected. And maybe that was intentional or maybe it wasn't. You're right about the people. A good friend of mine who used to work at the Giants, Peter John Baptiste, is your PR guy. And so, like, I understand how the people are right. The product, how did that get right? And really over, it was overnight. It went from this, sub-mediocre to this really good, consistent product that we saw on the field every week last season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this, the success ingredient, the secret recipe it was overnight. Ask Joel Bitonio, who spent his whole career there and won as many games this year as he has probably his entire career there, 7 or 8, 9 year career. It wasn't overnight for him. It wasn't overnight for, all those guys I was telling you about that work in the building who have been there for years, for decades. I think Kevin and Andrew put together the right combination of people, and you know, just guys were ready to work, and they put in the work. And Kevin and his coaching staff with AVP, Joe Woods, man, the DC, and all those guys, they put us in the right position to be successful. And you know, I think Baker did a heck of a job leading the guys this year. It wasn't easy to learn an entire new offense that really was very, very different from what he had been used to. You know, what Kevin brought in, and he was able to do it on Zoom in the off season, and then a shortened training camp and no preseason games. So that was impressive on his part, you know, specifically speaking Baker, but the whole team, the whole staff, man, it was hats off to everybody for doing a great job.
Yeah, and I want to ask you a little bit more about Baker. That's Case Keenum, of course. And listen, you yourself had to go through this. It's one, you didn't have to learn it on Zoom necessarily, but you know, when you're going from the Rams to the Vikings to Denver, and you're going through five teams in 5 years, you yourself are going in new playbook, new teammates, new style, new voices. It's hard. So you can certainly appreciate what Baker had to do in this crazy pandemic offseason. Tiki asked you about your perception of the Browns coming in, and we all had the same perception, even though we both thought on this show they'd be a playoff team this year. Up until the last year or so, they've been a punchline, you know, basically 30 years, unfortunately. What did you think about Baker before you actually got in a quarterback room with him on Zoom? Well, eventually on Zoom with him. Were you surprised he was so buttoned up? What were your preconceived notions about Baker Mayfield specifically?
You know, somebody asked me that, and I didn't have a ton. You know, probably the first thing is that we're Texas quarterbacks, and you know how Texas quarterbacks stick together. You know, being there's a lot of them in the NFL. But probably like everybody, I watched him in college and do what he did. I knew he was a polarizing figure and loved his commercials. Thought they were hilarious. So. That's about all I had going in, but man, he invited me out to Austin when we had some throwing sessions there early in the spring, and man, you know, was a sponge and just wanted to know everything I knew about the offense that Kevin was going to bring in, and man, he put in the work, and Jokes. Honestly, I can honestly say that he was one of the best leaders I've been around. It's impressive, and it's been really fun to have a front row seat to watch what he did this year.
Wow, it's a good scouting report, huh, Teak?
How far is Wiley from Lake Travis?
Yeah, so I went to Wiley High School here in Abilene. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of Wileys in Texas, yeah. But we're probably three and a half hours. But,
okay.
Houston, where we live now, I drove up, and it's about the same.
Nice. It's nice. Because Texas football is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously, as we all know.
It's the biggest deal.
There you go, Case. You got to say that. You're not wrong either. No, you got to say. California might quibble at that and a few others, but I got you.
I used to know the stat.
They can think what they want.
Yeah. I used to know the stat case of the NFL guys from Texas and Florida, and I haven't kept up with it in years. But
you got Stafford. You got Colt McCoy. You got it. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they definitely are. As you think about, you know, the upcoming season, you know, one for you, what is the upcoming season going to be like for you? You still with the Browns? What's the where do you see yourself?
Well, with the Browns, I've got a contract there. You know, still 2 years left in my contract, and man, I'm excited to be there. It's a great spot. You know, I think probably we all can imagine and, you know, expect now the unexpected just with COVID and how things go, and who knows what's going to happen. So yeah, no, I love the Browns. I love being there. I love Baker, Coach Stefanski, the guys there. And it's a great place to play, and we love it. And Cleveland, man, Cleveland's
yeah.
great.
It's a great city.
I mean, COVID anywhere right now is kind of shut down, but man, Cleveland really embraced us with open arms, and I'm excited to experience it.
Oh, some of the best fans in the sport.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
what
doubt.
They've gone through and how they keep coming back, they're phenomenal.
Right, but Case, let me follow up. Now that you are not now that you had this season and the expectation has been met, right? The expectation from 2 years ago wasn't met. The expectation from this year was met. The expectation is going to be even higher for 2021. You know, how do you guys stay on track, stay on course to continue to rise? Because it's been a while, as BT mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it, you know, it's tough, and that's why this game is so tough, and you respect the guys who have stayed on top for as long as they have, you know, the guys who are playing this weekend, and, you know, those, it's tough to do. So I think that's what Kevin and Andrew and the guys upstairs have really preached, and just being about the work that, you know, we're going to work no matter what situation is put in front of us, whether, you know, we have positive tests and we can't practice all week. So we're going to, you know, all Zoom call and do Zoom virtual walkthroughs and get ready to play that way, then we'll do it. Or, you know, if the off season has to do this or this, whatever, we're going to work and we're going to get after the work. And what's great to have the guys who are ready, willing, and able to do that.
Hey, Case, real quick, when you say virtual Zoom walkthrough, like, are you like legitimately walking around while you're on the Zoom call? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, some guys are, you know, picturing making the play or whatever, you know, going through reads in your basement. Baker calls the play, and one by one, everybody talks about where they line up and what route they run and what the plays and checks. And
dude, that's bizarre, man.
It was interesting.
That is bizarre. I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine everyone paying attention. Like, that's the hardest part, because, I mean, I know guys would sleep in meetings when I was playing. Like, how the heck are you getting them sitting in your basement to actually pay attention to that? It's kind of awesome that you guys were able to have success with all that going on, especially now near the end of the season.
It was impressive. because it was a must win. Obviously, it's a playoff game for us.
Yeah,
basically
no doubt.
That last game of the year, and you know, to see guys, you know, lock in and know what to do, and man, game plan plays that we had never really gotten to practice. You know, go execute them, and so it was cool to see. Guys are, you know, got a special group, that's for sure.
When you guys played the Jets, the penultimate game of the season, that was when all the receivers were out. As you know, I'm just kind of refreshing for people who might not know. And you know, somehow the Jets played a decent game. To me, I looked at that, and I heard, and I believe this is true, that you guys had a walkthrough in the stadium parking lot on game day morning. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So Teague, think about it. Forget about being in the basement. These guys are in the MetLife parking lot. Wow. Hours before the game, with four receivers that basically nobody knows, with all due respect. And, you know, understandable that you guys weren't a whole that game. But the Steelers game, and I know you just read, but the Steelers game, the details will blur over the years. But for you guys to come out and score the first 28 points, what you guys did that game was among the most impressive things I've ever seen in my life watching football. I think you're going to tell me, we were ready to play and we expected to win, but you can't tell us that you expected to dominate that first quarter after what you guys went through, because that's not an answer I think I can accept. There's no way that you thought you were going to do that. There's no way.
You know, I think every game, and you guys know, like, you going into a game, if you've done anything, there's unknown, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that creates some nerves, some, you know, I don't like to call it anxiety, but just some nerves and some, you know, some feelings of, you know, whatever things that might creep up, you know, and you rely on your training and you're like, okay, I worked this practice, you know, we had a great week of practice. We, you know, worked through all these issues and problems that we, you know, foresee coming up, you know, and that week it was, you know, probably a bigger, you know, there's more room for those type things to creep in, those thoughts to creep in of, you know, what it is that might happen this week, just because we didn't have, you know, practice specifically for this game. And, you know, you kind of have to go back and rely on, you know what, like, if I'm a receiver, I've run routes my whole life and caught balls my whole life. I'm a quarterback, I've done, you know, thrown and done this. So, you know, I think guys just, you know, related kind of back to their, you know, overall training and just, you know, their entire life and what they've grown up doing and preparing for moments like that. So it's unfortunate, but I think, you know, one of these days when the story does get spread out to where, you know, none of us practiced at all and, you know, none of us saw each other and we can exaggerate however much we want.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a pretty fun story.
Hey, Case, tell us about Fill the Stadium and your partnership with Compassion International. This is a really great initiative.
Yeah, we're excited about this, man. And I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about this. But it really hits home, you know, kind of like the Pittsburgh game and the Jets game that you talked about, where there's no fans at the stadium. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to be at any of those games. And it's kind of eerie. It's kind of strange. Obviously, everybody right now during these times are, you know, going through some, you know, something, whether it's medically, with your health or financially, or just, you know, family, friends, issues, just there's so many things going on. And, pairing up with Compassion International, they did a deal called Fill the Stadium, and using those examples of just nobody being at these games where there's children, across the world, that Compassion International has been helping, you know, for a long, long time. And, you know, they wanted to really reach out and up their game, especially during this time where so many people are hurting, especially charities, nonprofits. So, you know, they're partnered together with some pro athletes to try to support 70,000 kids across the world.
That's awesome.
You know, just to meet basic hygiene needs, food, you know, nutritional, you know, just living situations, just to support them for the next year. And right now I think they're about, you know, 20,000-25,000 kids so far, have been helped, but there's still, you know, a lot more room to grow, and they really need people's help. And, you know, using the picture of an empty stadium and all those fans that might go to a game, you might spend a couple $100 for tickets, parking, you know, spend another couple $100 to get to the game, the gear, whatever it is, that $500 that you might spend going to a game. If you thought about doing that this year and weren't able to do that, if you could give to Fill the Stadium, it's fillthestadium.com. You know, you can search for it that way. But if you can give that $500, man, that'll fill your seat. That'll fill a seat. That'll help a kid for a year. And it's a great initiative. You can find out more online. But I'm really proud, and my wife and I get to partner with them to be able to help fill a stadium.
You should be. It's an amazing initiative, as Tiki said. And we'll tweet out some of the info for you, Case. We're a little bit late.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll take care of you on that. And nothing, I mean, anything for the kids, that goes without saying. So keep doing what you do. Next step for the Brownies, who knows? Maybe the Browns are champions next year. Wouldn't surprise us. I mean, you guys have a lot of talent. So we all enjoyed the season. It was a blast watching you guys grow and build, and the perseverance throughout the circumstances was beyond impressive. So just a lot of respect to the entire franchise, man. Good having you on the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.